You guys worn out yet? All right, Ryan, quarterback. Let's see. It just said where we were picking, he was just too good of a value. You know, we came in this morning and he was sticking out there. And, you know, we talked about it, went over it, and just said, you know, if this guy's still around or close to our range, we should really consider something happening with him. And, you know, the guy, when I look at quarterbacks, you know, I don't look at arm strength and all that. That stuff is secondary to me. I look at guys who are leaders and winners and who raise the level of their team. And when they're on the field, they got a presence about them and some moxie to them. And those are the attributes to me that stood out with him. Saw him play twice this year at US when USC played here, and then up in the snow in the bowl game up in Yankee Stadium. You know, and then at the Senior Bowl, and this guy just has a presence about him around his team. Then at the Senior Bowl around guys he didn't know. So those are the winning attributes for me that I look for in quarterbacks. Cooper Taylor, just at that point in the draft, you know, we think we've got a hidden gem there. Just this guy is big, fast, smart, plays the game the right way. He does a lot of things for Richmond. They line him up at multiple positions. You'll see him in the box. You'll see him back deep. He covers the slot. You know, productive there. You know, he transfers from Georgia Tech. But, you know, we think this guy's got a lot of upside. You know, sent our Coach Merritt down there to work him out, the private workout, and he was really impressed by him. We had him in for a visit. The kid's really smart, loves football, so we think he has a ton of upside. Eric Herman from Ohio U, you know, just a tough, nasty brawler as a guard. I mean, this guy is just physical. He likes contact. He plays hard. Not the most gifted athlete, but he's just a tough guy. And he's big, big, smart, tough guy. And we think he'll bring a physical presence to the line. And then Michael Cox, another guy we think a little bit of a, you know, under-the-radar guy. If you look at his stats at UMass, they're not that impressive. But, I mean, he gets the ball, and there's two guys in the backfield. He's trying to make everything on his own there. Runs hard. He's got size. He's got really, really good hands, you know, excellent hands. And he's got a little burst to him. We had him in for a visit. You know, real good kid. Our coaches were impressed with him. So we were happy with getting a big, fast guy who runs hard that late in the draft.
Is he 6'3", 214?
He's all of that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Some other place had him like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, no, he's around at 6'1 and a half, 6'2 range. He's big and strong. He was a backup there. He probably got about 19 carries while he was there.
Mark, you said the value on Ryan Nassib was too high to pass up. Jerry before said you had him in the second row. I mean, did you look at it as a guy who should have gone in the first or second round? I'm not sure where you rose for.
You know, in our process, in our meetings, we, you know, obviously rank the quarterbacks and kind of project where they're going to go. And I was surprised he did not go higher than he did in the bottom. I would not have thought he would have lasted this long.
Is it? I mean, you look at him and you rate quarterbacks like everybody else. You know, this team hasn't had that as a priority for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a little different when you say, okay, you know, it's good, let's move up, let's get him, we're excited about him, great value. And then, you know, Jerry says, well, I hope he doesn't play. Is it strange? I mean, you draft these guys, you can't wait to see them play.
Of course. Well, of course. Every draft pick, you want to be a Hall of Famer. You know, that's not the reality. But with taking Ryan, it's nothing like having a security blanket like that. We think he can be, you know, an excellent backup with ability to start in time, you know, whether that's here or somewhere else, or we don't know. But, and I understand what Jerry's saying. Of course you want Eli Manning to play and stay healthy and be there. But we think Ryan has a starter upside and starter ability. So hopefully that flourishes while he's here.
Mark, you guys usually obviously have your board. Is it fair to say when last night ends and then you come in this morning that you Jerry said he stood out like a sore thumb, but is that where you try to adjust your priorities right off the bat today and say, you know what?
Well, you don't adjust your priorities. You just, you know, last night you're a little weary, you're looking at the board, but then when you come in, you're got a good night's sleep, you're a little more focused. We get together, you know, Jerry and I get together, Coach John Mayer, we get together and say, all right, well, we can't ignore what we're seeing. And, you know, we go through this whole process of ranking guys, and our scouts go down the road to get all this information and write reports, and we do all this for a reason. And it's not just to be grabbing because we think we need a person here or there. It's because this is who we think is the best player. And it was obvious he was the best player by far that we had. So is he the most needed person? No, but if something happens to the guy starting, yeah, he was the highest priority in the draft for us.
Is it fair to say then that it really didn't become a conversation until you guys met this morning?
Well, we just didn't talk about it last night. You know, it was just this morning we talked about it, but last night it was just, all right, let's close up shop and let's get home and get some rest.
Mark, when you look at the whole draft, I mean, do you sit down and say, we took value in every pick, but did the value match the needs in most cases?
Yeah, we think this year we did a good job of we were fortunate. It was a strong draft for offensive linemen, and we got a couple offensive linemen. So that helped. You know, you could say, you know, Ryan wasn't a need. We thought it was a good year for DBs, and we think we got a good DB. It was a good year for defensive line, and we got a good defensive lineman that we think will help. So, yeah, I think it was a good blend, a good mix this year for us.
You, when you start signing the undrafted guys, you only have room for six, right? You can't go over 90 even with the draft picks. Is that correct with the rules?
Yeah, right. You got to hit that 90. That's what we're in the process of doing now, signing guys. So we have a certain number we need at a position, and our scouts are calling, coaches calling the players, the agents, trying to recruit them up, basically. But if we have somebody that we really like that we happen to sign, and we can swap out players on the team
right
now.
Okay.